Kelly mit Doubt auf Flux FM am Mittwochnachmittag. Heute Abend spielt der Mann, den man natürlich auch von Block Party kennt, im Rahmen der Music Express Style Awards Aftershow Party im E-Werk. Jetzt ist aber erstmal bei mir und wir quatschen über die Unterschiede zwischen einer Tour mit Band und den Soloreisen eines DJs. Wir sprechen über den Kurzgeschichtenband, der eigentlich schon veröffentlicht sein sollte. Über einen lesenswerten Artikel in der englischsprachigen Vice reden wir. Wir reden über die romantischen, ja fast intimen House-Tracks seiner neuen LP Tricks, über die Show heute Abend und vieles mehr. Außerdem gratulieren wir gleich am Anfang zum Geburtstag, denn am vorgestrigen Montag wurde Kehler 33. Hello and welcome and first of all. Congratulations again to your birthday, belated birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It was on Monday that you turned 33.
Yes, it was on Monday that I turned 33. So yeah, I feel 2 days older now.
But now you're in the perfect DJ age, right? For the next 12 years, from 33 to 45, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just have to be careful not to die. Somebody was telling me that lots of musicians die at 33. Yeah. 33 is the new 27, apparently.
Oh, okay. No. Are you look pretty healthy and you're a healthy living man. I mean, especially for a DJ that's in the techno and house business, you're a super healthy man.
But I'm quite clumsy. I just want to make sure I don't fall into the river or something.
No. if you need someone to watch over you, we'll pick somebody out of this team here and he will
shadow me.
Yeah, he will shadow you all day long and prevent you from falling into the river. And congratulations on your new album, Trick. You've recorded the LP with Alex Apton again, also known as XXX Exchange. Why is he your favorite partner in crime for recording your solo stuff? Because he was with you on Boxer as well, right?
We recorded the Boxer together. I mean, I think, you know, making that record, the first record, the Boxer, it was a very... I don't know, it was a very kind of transformative experience, and you know, I learned a lot about myself, I learned a lot about working with other people, and I just felt it made sense to try and work with him again because we'd already established a relationship, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I've realized that there's a difference between those two albums, because when one listens to The Boxer, to the title alone, one has the image of a guy who tries to defend himself.
You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who's a guy who has its boundaries and says, these are my boundaries, don't come closer or I'll box you, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whereas this album is sounds like an intimate, more intimate, even romantic album, where you show... your vulnerable side. So that might be a result of having a trustful relationship with the producer, because maybe it wouldn't have been possible to open up that wide with the first production with him.
Yeah, I think there was definitely an element of that, you know, there was definitely an element of, you know, now we know how each other work and how we think, so you don't feel that you're stepping on their toes or you're dancing around something. You know, if you're not into an idea, you can just say it, and it will, you know, and there's, you know, it's not going to be a tense situation.
And I think that the combination of you having a more trustful relationship with your producer and you having grown over the last few years and having another view on things, maybe, I think those two things combined, are the result of those two things combined is like the new form of lyrics and a new Keeley, but actually.
Yeah, I see that. I see that for sure. It definitely feels like I'm in a different place creatively, but you know, I try to be in a different place creatively whenever I make a record.
Yeah,
you know, I know that, you know, I was talking to a journalist about this yesterday, but you know, I feel that this record, you know, it represents, you know, it's closer to where I am. It represented where I was in 2012 to the start of 2014 when I was making it. But now if I was going to make a record, I think it would sound completely different, you know, because I'm different. I'm a different person to the worst person I was in that time.
I've read that New York changed you a lot, that New York kind of radicalized you as a person, because you've realized that London was not as hippie-esque or not as multicultural and open as you thought it would have been.
I mean, not New York. I mean, not London. New York, I felt, was... New York, I felt, I definitely felt it was a, where I was living in Manhattan was a very kind of segregated type place. Uh-huh. And I've never really experienced that. Having grown up in London, you know.
Oh, okay, so it's the other way around,
yes,
actually.
So
okay.
To me, it was like the other. I mean, having grown up in London, obviously, I know where to go and where not to go. And, you know, and, you know, having spent all my teenage years there, I have a sense of what the city is about. But where I, when I was in New York, it was a very. It was a very new experience for me. So,
And that changed your point of view on many things as well. And I've written an article that you've done for the Vice magazine.
Yeah.
That is a beautiful article that talks about prejudices in the indie rock scene and not and prejudices that are not existing in the house scenes.
Yeah.
So the basic question was, is there a difference for you as a person in those two scenes? And I really liked the way that you wrote about it. And I was stunned by the honesty and ability to put that in words. But at the same time, I was shocked that so many English journalists seem to care about so many other things than music.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I feel that that time, you know, I feel that that time wasn't like a long time ago. It was like almost 10 years ago when I was kind of experiencing that. So, you know, and I feel that, you know, we just put out one record. There wasn't really, you know, there wasn't so much to talk about, you know, other than this record and people trying to, you know, other and you know, people trying to find angles, you know, people trying to find angles to try and break down what it is that you were doing, you know. But I feel now, having made, I guess, 6 records, I don't feel that is the same. I don't feel that I'm in the same, you know, I don't feel the same way.
Yeah.
You know, I feel that I have a body of work now.
Yeah, sure.
You know, if a journalist, you know, gets in my face about something that I don't feel is, you know, I don't feel is appropriate, I don't feel, you know, I feel very confident in my ability to steer them to what it is I want to talk about. You know, I don't know. It's all just learning. You know, you learn. You know, I've been doing this for 10 years now, so I kind of have an idea of what it is I need, you know, how I need to do it.
Yeah, but I really like the fact that you have an eyes open and a conscious view on those topics and that you're thinking about it. And I even like the fact that you're writing about it. Are you planning on writing more articles for Vice maybe as well?
Or? No, I mean, I'm not really planning. Right now, obviously I'm going to be promoting this record, I guess, for the next year. And I've actually just finished writing a pilot episode with a show of a TV show with a friend of mine. So that's something, I guess, that we'll look at developing in the new year. So that's probably going to be what I'll be doing. Well, let's see how it turns out. Apparently, it always takes so long on television for things to actually come into fruition.
But I was expecting a short story because you were writing on short.
I did.
And now you're talking to me about a pilot for a TV thing. That's great.
Yeah, I did write a collection of short stories, but at the last minute, I lost my nerve a little bit. I wanted the first thing people to read by me to be kind of cohesive, like, and I felt a collection of fragmented short stories, it just wouldn't be enough. I felt that when I write like a novel, that's what I should be putting out, not just ideas. You know, I remember I read Palo Alto by James Franco, and I felt that, you know, I felt that it just, you know, reading his stories, I felt that they were good, but they weren't quite there yet. And obviously they got a lot of attention because of who he was as an actor and a personality. But I felt that I want to make sure that when I put a book out there, it's something completely behind. It's something I'm still thinking about, but obviously I'm going to be doing music, I think, for the next two, 3 years.
Yeah, you have to. No way around.
No way around it.
But it's a cool thing that you have a few short stories finished. So maybe you'll jump into writing a novel one day, then you finish the first novel, and as soon as it works out perfectly on the market, you go like, I have a short stories pocketbook here as well.
We'll see. Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, I'm a bit kind of shy about showing them to people. My friends and my loved ones have seen them. But I think also, because so much of what I do, you know, creatively, I have to present myself to people, present what I create. It's been very nice for me to have something that is solely my own that nobody really is seeing.
Sure.
You know? It's nice to have something that
it's a, it's an inspiration as well, right? A thing where you can work on from.
Yeah, yeah. Like a private kind of thing that, you know, that is that you've enjoyed making and you don't have to worry about sharing.
A box of hidden jewelries. You,
yeah,
you look at them once in a while and you go like, oh, this jewel right here is so beautiful, I got to write a song about it, or something like that.
That's exactly right.
Cool. Now that we found out about that, let's listen to another song.
Hit me.
Then we talk a little bit more and we give away tickets for tonight's show. Kili spielt heute Abend hier in Berlin im E-Werk. Kili auf Flux FM mit Tenderoni. Wir haben schon viel erfahren von dem Mann, den man von Block Party kennt und der mittlerweile ja auch in New York zu Hause war. Wir haben erfahren, dass er wieder zusammengearbeitet hat mit XXXChange, dem Produzenten, der ja auch sein erstes Album schon produziert hat. Wir haben ein bisschen gelernt auch über seinen Artikel in der Vice, den ich durchaus empfehlen kann, den mal nachzulesen. Wenn ihr Kili, Okay Ricky und Vice Magazine eingibt, werdet ihr schon auf der richtigen Seite landen. Das ist ein wirklich interessanter Artikel, der sich beschäftigt mit Rassismen im Indie-Rock-Bereich. Und außerdem haben wir noch ein bisschen gelernt über seine Arbeit an der Literatur. Ein Kurzgeschichtenwerk ist eigentlich schon fertig, behält er aber erstmal noch für sich, weil er erstmal einen Roman veröffentlichen wollte. Und er schreibt gerade unter Umständen an einem Piloten für eine TV-Story. Das finde ich auch sehr interessant. He's a busy man, Kili. He's a
very busy man.
James LCD Sound System DFA Murphy, as I'd like to call him, he once said that every DJ should be forced to play in a punk rock band at least for a few months before he starts DJing because he thinks that a man from a band does understand music a bit better than a guy who just DJs. How helpful is having the Block Party experience when you're putting together your tracks in the studio?
When I'm making music in the studio, I mean, I guess you have an understanding that that what you that what you stitch together is going to then potentially affect people when you perform it live. You understand how breaks and drops work, filters. You can imagine how it's going to affect an audience, you know.
Yeah, and that's another thing that you observed, and I really like that observation. And because he said there's a difference between a solo electro show and a full band rock show, and the full band rock show goes like the singer is on stage and goes like, "Look at me! This is where the music is playing. Yeah. Look at me! I'm singing right now." Whereas the DJ goes like, "Oh no, you don't have to look at me, and I won't look at you. So we all can do whatever we want."
Yeah.
Without feeling embarrassed. So that's a nice thing that you've observed there.
I think it's what I prefer, actually. I'm looking out and seeing people just lost in their own worlds and experiencing whatever they want to experience, you know. When I go to shows, that's, you know, when I go out dancing, that's the space that I inhabit.
Yeah.
You know, it's just about, you know, letting a groove take over. I'm not so much about hands in the air. This is a moment type thing.
Yeah, it's a funny thing because this one thing is almost like a out of body experience on a solo electro. If you're dancing on an electro show, whereas the rock show is a super body thing. It's super physical. People are knocking each other and you know what I'm saying. It's interesting. You can basically write a book about the difference between those two things.
I think it is interesting. I think the difference is. And the similarities are super fascinating, you know, because it's still a room or a field full of people responding to music. I think it's still connected to me.
Yeah, yeah, and there's room enough for both worlds
for
in
sure.
my life, you know what I'm saying? I like both things.
Me
I
too.
Like coming back from a show with bruises all over my body, but I also like to be totally out of my body and totally away while dancing to some repetitive tracks that you don't have to think about too much to follow them. That's the other thing that works with techno and electronic music, right?
I think you're right.
Well, Kili, the time is it's running out. I could talk to you for hours, but I have to give away tickets for tonight's show, and I would want you to come back as soon as possible and again we can talk a bit more. Also, wer heute Abend hingehen möchte zur Music Express Style Awards After Show Party, it's a complicated title for a party, isn't
it? It's a real mouthful.
It's a real mouthful. The Music Express Style Award Aftershow Party findet heute statt mit Kelly live auf der Bühne. Und wer da hingehen möchte, der ruft mich an unter 030 2000 9000. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für heute Abend. Thank you again, Kelly.
Thank you.
Good luck for everything you've planned. And I hope I'll see you soon again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.